Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Soul Nectar. I'm your guide, Nadine Avani, bringing you real, raw, illuminating conversations surrounding all things sex, spirit, power, self-evolution, and the full spectrum human experience. This is a space where we openly explore the intersection of that which is deemed sacred and profane. These episodes guide you to more deeply know yourself, liberate your true expression, and infuse much more pleasure, embodiment, and magic into your life. Let's dive in. Hello, sweet soul nectar listeners. This episode is a solo episode, and it was inspired by a question and a conversation that I've been receiving and having with people in this community so often, especially recently, which is, where do I begin? I know I want sexual healing. I know I want to feel juicy and alive and turned on in my body, but I don't know where to start. And I know there's so many different books and podcasts and coaches and programs out there that it can be overwhelming to just have a clear starting point. So this episode is actually a recording of a recent Instagram Live that I did where I felt so in flow and it was jam-packed with so much goodness that I really wanted to repost it here on the podcast. And during the Instagram Live, I did not have any script or notes or any plan really. I just freestyled and riffed on my current point of view as to what can you focus on now, where can you start, and what would be a powerful way for you to activate this beautiful journey and this desire that you have. And before diving into this episode, I also want to remind you that my signature sexual healing and liberation immersion, Temple of Bloom, is starting on October 12th. This is going to be the third time that I run this program, and it is incredibly deep, holistic, and transformational. I can say very confidently that you will not be the same person after this program. You will not relate to your life or yourself or your body, your partner, your sexuality in the same way. So it is for you if you desire to unleash your wild feminine heart. You want to experience more soulful, deep, authentic, nourishing relationships. You want to tap into your true orgasmic nature and really expand your capacity for pleasure, sensuality, and orgasm. And you want to feel safe, whole, free, confident, and truly at home in your body and your sexual expression. I could not be more excited to see who else signs up and joins us in this magical container. It's 11 weeks and it includes group calls, one-on-one coaching, an exclusive online portal with tons of extra content, workshops, and guided practices, as well as a community connection and support space so that you will be celebrated throughout your journey. You'll have lifetime access to all of the program material so that you can keep coming back and so that this isn't something in which you need to depend on a teacher or a program for the rest of your life. You can take this and have it in your toolbox. You can keep coming back and fully integrate it into your life. If you are interested or you think you might benefit from this incredible offering, you can go to the show notes and I'll have the link there for you. It's bloomwithnadine.com/templeofbloom. And if you're listening to this episode before October 10th, feel free to reach out to me because I'm holding free 25-minute discovery calls for people who are interested and people who want more clarity on what they want, what they need, and if this is the right fit for them. So without further ado, here is today's episode of Soul Nectar Podcast. It's a Monday. And we're gonna talk about sex. Hi. So I literally just wrote this on my stories and I was like, send me your questions and then I'll do a live and I'll answer your questions. But Your girl just got way too excited, so we're gonna do the live right now. On the topic of where do I start? Where do I begin? What is step one? What's going on when it comes to sexual healing? This is a question that I get so much, and it's such a valid, beautiful, sacred question because it shows me that A, you have self-awareness, B, you know what you want and what you desire and where you're going, and C, you're committed to taking action and getting answers and getting some clarity. So I welcome this question and I'm excited to dive into it. I don't have anything specific planned, so I'm just gonna freestyle and riff and we'll see what comes up. I'm feeling very energized. I actually woke up this morning feeling exhausted, and then I had a 2.5 hour class that I taught for one of my programs, and I feel so on purpose and in my mission, and it filled me with a lot of energy. So hopefully you can feel that in this video. But okay, this is where we're gonna start. Sexual healing. Where do we start? First, let's take a deep breath and recognize that, as we most likely all know, sexuality is an area of our lives that tends to be drenched in some nice, good old taboo, trauma, triggers, conditioning, limiting beliefs, cringe, yuck, fear, disgust, shame, guilt, all of these things. So if you're even asking yourself the question, where do I start with sexual healing? You are ahead of the fucking game, because there are so many people who aren't even aware that sexual healing is a thing that exists or is something that they are worthy of exploring and walking that path. So step one, celebrate yourself. Pat yourself on the back, give yourself a hug, something. The next thing I want to say is that in my training of being a sex coach, something that they like drilled into our heads and something that I have the lived experience of, so I can confirm, and also working with clients, is step one, always, 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 step one of coaching, of healing, of addiction recovery is, well, A, the foundation of having awareness. And then step one is clarity and acceptance. You cannot go anywhere, you cannot achieve anything if you don't first have a foundation of awareness, aka clarity in this case, and acceptance. So if I'm guiding a client really deep in their shadows and their subconscious and things are coming to the surface, they're meeting deeper parts of themselves that maybe they've never met before, we cannot move forward on the process of healing and integrating that piece of themselves if we do not have a sense of clarity and acceptance. So by clarity, what that can mean in your case of sexual healing is clarity on where am I? Where am I at? What is the reality of my current situation? Where have I been? And where do I want to go? If there were no limits and I fully believed in my worthiness, what would I dream up for my life and my reality? What do I most desire in the depths of my heart and my soul to experience within my sexuality? So clarity on where am I now? Where do I want to be? And also on, okay, so whatever you're currently experiencing, even if you judge it as bad or wrong or painful, or you would rather be in any other situation, exactly where you're at right now is serving you in some way. Even if it's in a way that you don't want. Like, the reason for its existence is because it's serving you. It has a medicine, it has a teaching. Some may say that your soul signed up to experience this, and that subconsciously even you want this, you created this for yourself. Again, even if it feels triggering or undesirable, So gain clarity on, okay, where am I at right now? What am I experiencing? Is it numbness? Is it pain? Is it disconnection, dissociation? Is it fear of intimacy, fear of being seen? Is it an inability to speak up for myself and claim my needs and what I desire? What is it? And how is that habit or that part of my identity even serving me? What am I getting out of this? So for example, if you have the fear of being seen in intimacy, how has the lack of being seen served you in your life? Most likely, it's a part of your own psyche that is trying to protect you. It's a self-preservation coping mechanism. You were most likely taught during childhood that it's not safe to be seen in your bigness, in your emotions, in your truth, in your expression, in whatever it is. You were taught that it's safer to suppress that and to bite your tongue and put on a mask than it is to be uninhibited and unapologetic in your expression. So over time, you disconnected with your authentic expression and put on this false sense of self because the intelligence of your inner world wants to preserve life and keep you alive and protect you. So first of all, feel a sense of gratitude for the wild intelligence and wisdom of your body and your subconscious, because it did serve you at some point. So these parts of ourselves that we judge and shame and want to get rid of, they were created from this place of pure innocence, the innocence of wanting to keep you safe. Can you imagine anything more beautiful than that? So have compassion as you're gaining clarity on how has this been serving me. And then invite in a sense of acceptance. And I know this can be really fucking hard, especially if you're going through something that feels like hell and you have so much resistance and you're like, oh my God, I just want this to be done with. Trust me, I get it. I've been there. I've seen it a million times. Paradoxically, when you can truly be with and accept the parts of yourself that you so badly want to change and fix and get rid of, when you can be with it and accept it and say, hey, you're here, you exist inside of me, and I am going to accept you and welcome you. Not only that, but even if you were here within me for the rest of my life, I would be at peace with that. When you can truly let yourself feel that, paradoxically, that's when you transform and that's when you change. But it has to be genuine. We can't fake this shit. So when we approach an aspect of ourself, again, whether it's fear, shame, guilt, disgust, any of these things, when we approach it with judgment and resistance and suppression and saying, you're bad, you're wrong, you don't have a place here, that is literally fueling it with more power and pushing it deeper and deeper and deeper into our inner world. Psychologically, physically even, in our skin and our tissues, in our emotional body. And in order to suppress something, that takes a fuck ton of energy subconsciously. So you are draining your energy as you're suppressing it and saying, you're bad, you're wrong, go away. I can't express that, you can't be here. So when you lift up that curtain and look at what's been hiding underneath, what have you been suppressing and hiding? And not only that, but you say, hey, I see you, I feel you, I'm with you, I welcome you. That's when you free up all of that energy that it took to suppress it in the first place. And that is when change really happens. And you feel this energetic and physical and emotional and psychological sense of like openness and lightness. So that's step number one, baby, clarity and acceptance. And I'm gonna give you some more tips, and I just want you to know that this is not a linear process and the process is not the same for everyone, okay? So there's no order, there's no hierarchy. These are just some tips that I recommend. So the next thing that I want to talk about is owning your worth
and shedding the shame of recognizing that you want to heal, that you want guidance, and that you need help. Especially in the Western world, at least in my upbringing, there was so much shame around asking for support and asking for help and stating my needs. Like, we live in this society that is so obsessed with, I need to do it on my own. I need to, what's that saying? Pick myself up from my bootstraps and like do it all on my own. I need to be self-made. I need to climb the ladder and step on other people as I'm getting to the top. I need to compete and be the best. And it's just so fucking isolating, and it goes against nature. Okay? Nature is collaborative. Nature works with itself and each other in harmony. It is all interwoven, symbiotic relationships. We are a part of nature. There's absolutely no separation. We are composed of the same chemicals in the periodic table of elements as a leaf or a tree. Like, we're the same fucking thing, the same energy. The same energy that is allowing you to be alive and conscious is what births galaxies and planets and trees. It's sexual energy, life force energy, the energy of creation. So, let's reel it back in for a moment. You are so worthy of asking for support. Not only that, but you are literally wired for connection, for community, for intimacy, for collaboration, for being in a village, right? Our ancestors and indigenous cultures are interdependent. So, such a massive part of sexual healing is owning the fact that you are worthy of it. You are worthy of sexual healing. You are worthy of something better for yourself. You are worthy of feeling really fucking amazing in your body and experiencing the pleasure that is your birthright. That can be so huge for people, just to have that reclamation of, I am worthy and I deserve this. I no longer have to go about the rest of my life feeling like sex and intimacy is something that I just tolerate. Something that is a transaction in order to receive a false sense of validation or attention or love or safety. It no longer has to be this thing that I feel like I have to give away in order to secure those things. And you get to claim your worth of your expression, your pleasure, and your sexuality being your birthright and being your medicine. So now I want to give you some practical tips, because I know this is kind of not very tangible, but that has to come first. Like, if we're only going about transformation and healing from a place of trying to only change the surface level, for example, our habits, our behaviors, our thoughts, like, this is why talk therapy on its own does not lead to lasting, powerful, profound, sustainable transformation. It has to go deeper than that. You have to change your sense of identity. How do you perceive yourself? How do you feel about yourself? How do you relate to yourself? That has to change. When you see yourself as worthy and powerful and resourceful and creative and resilient and all of these things, then the change in habits and behaviors is a natural byproduct, because you're going to the root. It's going to come up to the surface instead of working just at the surface. So choose your identity. Choose who and what you are going to show up as in your life. Who do you get to embody? So much of us go our entire lives operating from the same energy and mindset and belief system and identity as we always have in the past. Because that's our comfort zone, that's what's familiar, and because the unknown feels really scary. And also because we're afraid of judgment and shame and not being accepted by the village. And so we go about our lives deep down feeling like suppressed and feeling like we're not fully expressing ourselves, which is literally like suffocating our souls when we do that. And we're basing our entire identity off of how people have always seen us and what people expect of us. How limiting is that? Like, do you think your magical ass soul came into your beautiful divine human body at this time in history on this planet in order to be limited and suppressed and to not speak your truth and to not pursue your wildest dreams? No! You lived here to fucking live. You lived here to paint a beautiful, bright, colorful canvas and get messy and get your hands dirty. So identity. And then I said I was going to give you practical tools. Okay. So this concept is not something that I made up. The first time I heard it was from Anne Nguyen, who's an incredible coach who does similar work to me. I also had her on my podcast. And something she says a lot is to continuously increase 5% of pleasure. So when I hear her say that, like how I perceive it is pleasure gets to be a lifestyle. It gets to be a devotional practice, a ritualistic way of living. Pleasure isn't something that's just in one little room or in one box in this corner of your life, and outside of that, it can't be there. You can't access it. Pleasure is a devotional practice. And pleasure starts with the mind. It starts with awareness. Where is your focus and attention going? Where your focus goes, energy flows. Where your focus goes, that's what you're amplifying. So if you are living your entire reality from the mind, you're never connecting to your body and your sensations, and you're living in a way that's very dissociated and disconnected from the body, no wonder you don't experience pleasure. Like, don't shame yourself. It's only natural that you would experience that. The more aware and conscious you become of your body and your emotions and your sensations and your five senses, then you have something to work with, because your brain is now associating these parts of the body that you're focusing on with, oh, I'm connected to that. I feel something there. This is important. Let's pay attention. And that's how you resensitize yourself. So how do we do this? You can do this in meditation, by scanning your body and just being aware of what you feel. Even if it's numbness, that can be a sensation. What are the temperatures on your skin? Do you feel heavy? Do you feel light? Do you feel contracted? Do you feel tingles? Like, what do you feel? Do you feel the breeze on your skin? Something as simple as that is going to impact your sex life and sexual fulfillment. And not only that, but also making it a practice throughout the day of asking yourself, how can I turn up the dial just a little bit? How can I add 5% more pleasure? So for example, if you have to sit down and work on your computer, can you light a candle? Can you light some incense? Can you play some soft music? Can you put on some fuzzy, cozy slippers? Can you, I don't know, light some nice mood lighting? Like 5% more pleasure. And this isn't some like frivolous thing that doesn't impact us. It impacts everything. Because when you're connected to pleasure, that is healing. And that is calming your nervous system. It's helping you to be more open and relaxed and receptive and to make decisions from a clear mental state. One that is more grounded and embodied. And people can feel that. It shifts the energy and the embodiment that you go about your life in. When we're interacting with the world, we're having multiple conversations. So right now you're hearing my words, you're processing it in your brain, intellectually, you're understanding me, hopefully. And then also, my energy is speaking to your energy. My soul is speaking to your soul. My animal primal body is speaking to your body. Your body is unconsciously scanning your environment and scanning other people at all times. asking, can I trust this person? Are they safe? Should I stick around them? Are they a threat? So the more you incorporate more pleasure into your life, the more you gift yourself the time and space to relax and open and feel really good, you are literally creating a vessel that is the embodiment of safety, ease, openness, groundedness, and a more receptive channel for creativity and energy and life force. And people can fucking feel that. They might even be like, I don't know what it is about her, but when I'm around here, I feel really good, or I feel really safe, or I feel really grounded. Even if they can't explain it, people feel that shit. Okay, so let's review a little bit. Step one, clarity and acceptance. Being aware of where are you, where are you going, and how is your current situation serving you. If you want to go all out, you might want to sprinkle some gratitude in there too. That can't hurt, and that will amplify the experience. So, clarity and acceptance. And then only if it feels real for you, you don't have to force this, feel a sense of gratitude for your numbness, gratitude for your pain, gratitude for your dissociation and how it has protected you at some point in your life, whether you like it or not. Next, becoming more aware of your body and your sensations, dropping your mind and your awareness into the body. You can do this through meditation. You can do this as you're walking throughout your life, bringing your awareness into the sensations. You can do this through pleasure practices, dance, movement. Like, there's so many different practices out there, and there's no right or wrong or better or worse. It's a matter of what resonates with you. So find one that feels really good. The next step is incorporating just a little bit more pleasure, moment to moment. And pleasure is not even something you have to add. You don't have to go buy candles and buy incense and buy, I mean, those are beautiful. I love candles and incense, but you don't have to, pleasure is not an excuse for more consumerism and adding more things to your life. Pleasure is increasing your awareness of what's already here. I'll give you an example. So, a couple weeks ago, and I shared this on Instagram, you may have heard me talk about this, but a couple weeks ago, I was in bed at night going to sleep, and all of a sudden I got slapped in the face with some grief about an ex. And I felt lonely, I felt grief, I felt some victimhood, I felt like I was thinking of the memories and just missing him and longing for him. And I know for a lot of people, if they're getting over a breakup, they may experience that and be like, oh, this is horrible, this is so annoying, I just want to be over them, like, why haven't I gotten over this already? Instead of letting go of the stories and the meaning making and association that you're creating and letting yourself be with the pure experience. So now I'm at a, maybe this sounds really weird for people, but I'm at a place where, like, when things like this come up, yeah, like, I be with the emotion, I feel it, I express it, and at the same time, I also feel this weird sense of excitement, because I'm like, ooh, because this is the work that I do in the world, so it feels like a science experiment, and I get to, like, get out my toolbox and be like, what's here? What do I get to alchemize? What is this teaching me? What is this showing me and revealing to me? So I dropped out of the stories and the meaning making, and I dropped my awareness into the center of where in my body I felt the most activated, which was, in that moment, it was in my heart. And without labeling, without judging, without stories, I just let myself be with the pure sensory experience. So I breathed into it, I expanded it, I let myself be with it. And I noticed, okay, I feel a heaviness in my chest. I feel my heart beating really fast. I feel some energy flowing up the left side of my chest. Just letting myself be with it. Not only be with it, but be it. I let myself become it. And then, over time, over sticking with it without leaving, it suddenly felt really pleasurable. And you may have heard this quote by Joseph Campbell before, but he said, any feeling fully felt is bliss. Any feeling fully felt is bliss. Because what is fueling that feeling? What is fueling that emotion? It's life force energy. It's aliveness, the energy of creation. There's fuel underneath that. That's why it feels so activating and triggering and overwhelming even sometimes. It's because there's so much energy there. So when we suppress it, we're draining all our energy. When we let it flow and we be with it and express it, it frees up all of that energy, and it can also feel highly pleasurable. Not that that needs to be the goal, but why not experience some pleasure while we're at it? So I was able to tap into, okay, this heaviness in my chest, this heavy beating of my heart, the energy moving, the sense of like longing and aching and loss. It felt like aliveness. It felt like connection to myself, connection to life, connection to spirit. And I felt in my body that the only reason that I'm able to feel this and experience this right now is because I let myself love. I let myself open my heart. If I didn't allow myself to love so deeply and to be so open and have this incredible experience with this person who I'm no longer with, then I would have never gotten to also feel the cracking open of aching and longing. It goes on both sides of the spectrum. So the more I can let myself be with that aching and emptiness and longing and just be with the pure sensations of that, the more I can also tap into the overflow and the love and the connection. It's two sides of the same coin. The more you let yourself be with one, the more you can also experience the other. They amplify one another. So yes, I was with the grief and the loss and the pain, and simultaneously I allowed myself to experience the paradox that pleasure also gets to be here. Connection also gets to be here. Gratitude also gets to be here. We, like, as humans, we love to categorize and be like, it's this or it's this, it's black or it's white. But that's not the reality we live in. We are multidimensional beings who are constantly experiencing seemingly contradictory emotions. And that's okay. That's beautiful, even. It's a reminder that you're fucking alive and you're a human. Okay, so back to sexual healing. I can kind of get carried away. Audrey, hi. Let me see what else I want to say. So we did pleasure. We did being with your pure sensations and dropping out of labeling and stories and meaning making. And yeah, like feeling your worthiness of asking for help. Like, it blows my mind that we recognize if you want to get really fit and you want to train for a marathon, you'll hire a trainer. If you want to learn a new skill, you hire a teacher. And then when it comes to sex, love, and relationships, we have this assumption that we should automatically be experts on this topic. That is so not true. Like, the thing that you want in your life, you train for. Just because something doesn't come naturally doesn't mean, oh, it's not for me, or something's wrong with me, or this is just how things are. No, you train for it, you work for it. And it also gets to be fun and pleasurable. It's not all like painful, dreadful, hard work. But I just want to take this opportunity to normalize seeking education, seeking healing and guidance and support and direction when it comes to sex, love, and relationships. We cannot be expected to automatically be experts. Another conversation that I have all the time is how we need to take radical responsibility for our own pleasure and sexual fulfillment. Like, I have this conversation all the time with women where they are like, he's not giving me an orgasm. He never knows what I want. He doesn't know how to please me. Of course he doesn't fucking know. You didn't tell him, or you don't even know. And I'm using heteronormative language. It could be she or they. We can't expect our lovers and partners to know how to please us. Every single human is completely different. And if you are a woman or a femme, you are constantly changing, especially when it comes to sexuality and arousal and pleasure. So what you wanted or what turned you on 5 minutes ago might not be what you want right now. And every month you're cycling through these seasons of death and rebirth. So during your menstrual cycle, it's also going to shift. So take responsibility for your pleasure and your sexuality. Become literate in what do you like, what do you not like, what do you desire, what is a clear no and a clear boundary for you. Like, and this can be a solo practice of just exploring your body openly with so much gentleness and love, because you exploring your body is so innocent and normal and natural. It's not dirty or shameful in any way. Your desires were planted within you, I believe, by this greater intelligence, because it's wanting you to take a certain action or follow a certain path or fulfill or actualize a certain thing in your reality. So when we have these desires and we repress them and we feel ashamed of them, we're literally cutting off life from flowing through us. Your desires are sacred. And they deserve to see the light of day. Okay, I'm gonna give you one more practical tip. Because I could keep going on and on about this forever, which is why I created an entire program on this, which does go completely into this. But the final tip I'll give you is to look at yourself. It's very common for women to never just take a mirror and look into their vulva. And when we never look at it, it becomes this like hidden, secret, shameful thing that we cut ourselves off from. So maybe tonight, light some candles, maybe turn on some music, get cozy, get comfy, get a mirror and look at yourself. Notice the textures and colors and shapes. Notice the intricacies of what your vulva looks like. And notice what judgments, what thoughts or memories or emotions come up for you as you're looking at yourself. And no matter what comes up, can you still hold yourself in love and compassion and acceptance? Look at yourself. If we don't have vocabulary for something, if we don't know about the presence of something, it's so much harder to see it, recognize it, and connect with it. So, look at your pussy. And you could turn it into a whole ritual, a whole worship ceremony, if that's your jam. It's definitely my jam. You can speak affirmations and have a conversation with this part of your body, and you can say, hi, hello, how are you? What do you need? What do you want? How can I serve you? We tend to only have a relationship with our bodies, our pussies, and sexuality when we want to get something from it, when we want to extract. Like, okay, can you give me this quick release? Can you give me this quick orgasm? Can I put on this performance for my partner? Give me something, constantly extracting. So for you to take a moment, create some time and space to say, how can I serve you? What can I give to you? What can I offer to you? As if this is the altar and the temple and you're giving this sacred offering. Notice what shifts when you do that. And realize that you can have an open conversation with this part of you. She has her own consciousness and intelligence. Maybe she wants to be called something and you can give her a name. And start this practice of opening up that line of communication, checking in. For example, first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, you can put your hand on your vulva, breathe into this area of your body, and just establish that connection first thing in the morning. Just saying, hello, I got you, I see you. What do you want to do today? Let her pick out your outfit. You can like really have fun with it and be playful. So that is all I'm gonna say for today. I will mention that my upcoming third round of my sexual healing and liberation program is starting in a couple weeks on October 12th. It's called Temple of Bloom, and this program is my baby. It's my pride and joy, and it takes you on this guided journey of homecoming and reclamation and feeling at home and free and at ease and grounded and confident in your own body and your unique sexual expression, because it looks so different for everyone. So if that interests you, you can go to the link in my bio and all the information is there. All of the details and logistics and testimonials as well, so you can hear what other students have gotten out of this experience. And send in your application as soon as you can so we can get you inside. I also want to say that yesterday I hosted a Sex Magic for Manifestation ceremony, and it was free, and the replay is now available. So if you want a taste of this work and my teaching style, then I invite you to also go to the link in my bio and sign up for that. Again, it's completely free. You'll get instant access to the replay, see how you like it, see if you want to go even deeper, and let me know in my DMs if you have any questions or hesitations whatsoever. Sending so much love. Thank you to everyone who tuned in, and I'll see you soon.
Hi again, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and that it helped to expand your consciousness and perspective in some way. If you liked what you heard or just want to show some love, it would mean the absolute world if you ranked and reviewed the show, sent it to your friends or family, and hit the subscribe button. This allows more people to discover Soul Nectar, keeps the show up and running, and lets me know you beautiful people are out there listening. And if you do leave a review, make sure to take a screenshot and send it to nadine@bloomwithnadine.com, and I will personally send a very special gift over your way. Share this episode on Instagram or your other social media handles with your biggest aha moments and takeaways. I'd love to shout you out and hear what resonated with you. Okay, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode, my loves. Bye.